This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. Frontline healthcare workers at Mercy Regional Medical Center and across La Plata County are gearing up for the battle against COVID-19. These professionals put their health and lives at risk daily for our community, but the stakes of their risk and the associated additional stress at this time have never been higher. Q Feed the Frontlines, a La Plata County-based program that's addressing ways to support our first responders, our frontline workers. With me today is Christina Rinderly. She's with Durango Land and Homes and one of the primary partners that brought this effort forward. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Tammy. Thanks for taking time to talk today.
Of course. Well, and thanks so much for your effort with this project. I know that you are one to not just kind of sit back in business as usual. You're always thinking about some innovative and ways to support our community, which is really commendable. Tell us a little bit more about how Feed the Frontlines came about.
Sure. Well, actually, Ryan Lowe from the Orr House Restaurant really gets the credit for bringing the idea forward in our community. And the celebrity chef Chris Constantino kind of created this template for this Feed the Frontline that he was seeing. And it was, you know, it's been rolling out coast to coast from Boston to San Francisco and closer to home here in Boulder. He had some friends in the restaurant industry that were rolling that out. And we thought, the goal is twofold, because our beloved restaurants, you know, we have such a great local independent restaurant scene and food scene here, and our local restaurants, you know, are really trying to innovate and pivot to, you know, mostly takeout, really trying to work as much as they can to keep their restaurant workers in business. But of course, the volume is quite decreased. So we thought, you know, this program is really twofold. And one is to support our local restaurants. So we're collecting donations from those who can contribute. And then we're using those funds to pay restaurants to provide meals. And then those meals are being delivered to healthcare workers on the front line just to say thank you. And we've heard, you know, some people have said, oh, well, you know, we haven't had a crisis yet. It hasn't peaked yet. But the idea is really to support these people that, you know, we really take for granted quite often. And you look at these people that are working long hour shifts to keep us safe day in and day out. And now, as you mentioned, it's a heightened situation and they're still there every day while we're sheltering in place. They are headed out to work. And so I think it's really important that we recognize them and just say thank you. And what a great way to have an amazing, you know, gourmet meal from some of our local restaurants in town.
So do those meals get delivered directly to their home, or?
They're getting delivered to the hospital. Okay. And what we've coordinated with Mercy is that basically the meals are already, they're pre-cooked, and then they're refrigerated. So they've been cooked to all the COVID health and safety standards. And so those are then prepackaged and set up and refrigerated, and then they're delivered. Basically, we're coordinating it with in conjunction with the shift changes, so we can get both shifts in there, and people can either heat up the meal right then, or they can take it home, because a lot of folks are exhausted at the end of a long shift and just want to get home and not think about preparing a meal, and then they can just heat it up at home.
That's wonderful. Who are some of the participating restaurants?
We have some great restaurants that are involved with this. So obviously the Orr House Restaurant that started this, endeavor here locally. And then we're so excited to have the Serious Texas Barbecue, Scott Brewing, CJ's Diner, Switchback, and Preemie right now. And so we're really excited about that. And we are going to, we have some other restaurants that are interested in helping to participate as well. And what Ryan Lowe worked with the Mercy staff and their food service folks to make sure that anybody who wants to participate is willing to, go through this kind of rigorous process to make sure their food safety is prepared to those health and safety standards.
So on the donation side of things, there's a donation page. I know it sounds like your goal is to raise at least $60,000 from the community to keep those meals flowing.
That's right. And so what we budgeted was about $1,000 a day to provide about 100 meals to folks. And so we thought we would try this. $60,000 is basically 2 months' worth of meals. But if we raise more, we really would like to expand the service. you know, they're obviously workers at San Juan Basin Health, Anima Surgical, you know, that are firefighters. There's so many people that are out there on the front line, and we would really like to expand the services and offer this. So the more money we raise, the more we can expand the offerings.
It's really, it's kind of a unique spin on the multiplier effect of raising money locally, supporting area restaurants, which then support our frontline workers.
That's right. That's right. We're so excited about it. And it's just been really well received. I think the restaurants are excited to participate. It feels good to them to get some people back to work and for a good cause.
So where do folks go if they're interested in financially supporting this effort?
Sure. So on the website, it's actually through the Local First Foundation is our 501c3, and they're the ones that have agreed to accept all the donations and then help disperse them out to the restaurants. So the website is foundation.local-first.org/feedthefrontlines, feed-frontlines. And I will have that up there on maybe on the KSUT site if
sure.
You'd like to have a link to that where people can do that and donate directly.
And if I imagine folks could probably do a Google search, Feed the Frontline Durango, and probably come up with it.
Right. And if they go to the Local First Foundation site, it's on the homepage there for the initiative.
Well, it's so wonderful. I mean, it's you know, of course, Durango and this whole region is just shows up in amazing ways in times of crisis, and this is certainly no exception. Thank you for your leadership with Durango Land and Homes and being right there with Orr House as a donor and to help kind of coordinate this effort.
Well, we're excited to do it. You know, Chris Bettine and I we are longtime supporters of community endeavors, and we love to help in any way we can. And, you know, since under our shelter-in-place order, we're not allowed to be showing property right now, and so this helps keep us busy with coordinating this effort.
That's great.
So it's been really fun to get involved.
Well, way to use your time wisely and for the common good. So thanks so much, Christina, for speaking with us today. This is Tammy Graham with KSUT, and you can listen to this audio story and many others regarding the COVID-19 crisis and response and recovery efforts at ksut.org.